Some opponents of the luxury housing boom in Boston are warning of a possible danger. In a new report, they say the city's luxury developments could attract people looking to hide illicit funds. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
The report comes from the Progressive Institute for Policy Studies, which lists taxing and regulating luxury real estate as one of its goals. It analyzes the ownership of condos in a dozen luxury developments across the city and finds the majority of owners do not claim residential tax status. The study's author, Chuck Collins, says as many as two-thirds of the units are either being used as secondary residences or for what he calls wealth storage.
We sort of spot-checked some of those buildings and found that there were a large number of cash purchases by shell corporations, which is sort of a red flag for possible use of illicit funds.
With a luxury housing boom underway in Boston, Collins says the city could be ripe for tax evasion activities through its upscale properties.
They have a very high percentage of non-resident ownership. They have a very high percentage of shell corporations. And that if we were in Miami or New York, those are the buildings that the Treasury Department's, you know, crime division would be investigating.
Boston is not among the cities that the U.S. Treasury Department monitors for suspicious real estate transactions. To protect itself, authors of the report say Boston should be added to the Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. The mayor's housing chief, Sheila Dillon, was not available for an interview. But Dillon acknowledged in a statement that anonymous ownership of luxury condos could be a problem. She says Boston wants to be added to the list of cities being scrutinized for anonymous, big-money real estate deals potentially tied to criminal activity. Condos reviewed for the Institute for Policy Studies report range in price from several million dollars to the $40 million penthouse of 1 Dalton Place. That development is still under construction, but developers say they're carefully screening potential buyers and have turned down people looking to buy clusters of investment units. In a statement, a spokesperson for 1 Dalton's developer, Carpenter & Company, said the vast majority of the buyers are from the greater Boston area, and this will be their primary residence. Suffice it to say, the statement says, there are no Russian oligarchs here. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.